R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquis. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule and features Beryl Vaughn in a gay comedy of love and laughter entitled Mr. Pennyfeather and the Strangers. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, Chief Kirby. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. Did you ever meet the little man who isn't there? Well, neither did a young magician by the name of Peter Piper. No, he met the little man who was always there. And romance was right there with him. But first...
Is your hair blonde, brunette, red, or white? Well, it makes no difference to Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. Because in any hair, and with your very first Rave Shampoo, Rave uncovers exciting new natural color. Color you never dreamed was there. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave gives instant billows of lather, takes out all loose dandruff. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. Entire families everywhere are changing to Rave Cream Shampoo. Change to Rave yourself. See Rave almost miraculously uncover new natural color in your hair, and you'll rave and rave and rave. Get Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Family size, $1. On sale at all drug department and 10-cent stores. Get your Rave today. A penny is a coin, and a feather is something you get from a bird. But Mr. Pennyfeather, well, you'd have a hard time describing this old gentleman who is now in the newspaper office of a certain Snoop Harris. And even Snoop seems rather confused.
Oh, I must congratulate you, Mr. Harris. You ran that item in your column this morning precisely as I wanted it. I'll not forget you for this.
Thanks, Mr. Pennyfeather, but funny I hadn't heard about those two till you told me.
Well, I think you'll not only hear about them now, I think you'll hear from them.
Oh? Tell me one thing, Mr. Pennyfeather.
Yes?
I know you're loaded with dough and you're retired and all that, and you can do just about anything you want to, but isn't the love life of theater people a little out of your line?
Oh, dear, no. Nothing is out of my line if it interests me.
Well, to each his own.
Yes. Thank you again, Mr. Harris. I'll be going now. Oh, I think I'll wait around a little outside your office. And I might as well busy myself. Is there a broom handy?
Yes, there's a broom?
Yes, a broom.
Oh, of course, a broom. Right behind that door there.
Yes, thank you. You've been very kind.
Don't mention it. A broom yeti once. I don't know.
Just a minute. Are you the great Snoop Harris, the so-called columnist?
Oh, no. I'm Mr. Pennyfeather.
Mr. Pennyfeather?
Yes, I just happen to be here sweeping up, and one thing or another.
Well, when I get through with Snoop Harris, you can sweep him up. Now, if you'll just tell me where he is.
Oh, certainly. Right in that door there, the one that just had...
Thank you. Snoop Harris, I presume?
Where do you think you are, in Africa?
Do you know who I am, Mr. Harris?
Let's see, Baby Snooks?
I happen to be Myra Whitney.
We can't all be lucky.
What I want to know from you, Mr. Snoop Harris, is where you got that insane story about me that you put in your column this morning.
You know, I can't remember.
Engaged to Peter Piper, the prestidigitator, am I?
That means magician.
I know what it means, but will you tell me, please, how I can be engaged to somebody, even a magician, that I don't even know?
Well, you'll probably get better acquainted after you're married for a while.
Married? Look here, there isn't a word of truth in that story, and I demand that you tell your public so, if you have one.
And you look. What I print comes right from the horse's mouth.
Oh, so the magician gave you the story. A two-bit card palmer looking for some publicity. So he gets his name tied up with that of an actress.
You're using that term rather loosely, aren't you, dear?
What's the use? I'll sue you later.
Don't pardon me.
Excuse me.
Well, what is this, Times Square? I'm Peter Piper, the magician.
Well, disappear, will you?
I wonder if it's my misfortune to be talking to Mr. Snoop Harris.
Oh, not necessarily.
Well, now, look, get this, Nosey. I have troubles enough without having my engagement announced to some female I've never seen in my life. Who's Myra Whitney?
Your fiancé, it says here. Want to try for four?
I don't want to try for one.
I know. You deny the whole thing. They always do.
I tell you, I've never even seen her. I wouldn't know this Myra Whitney from a load of hay. And I want you to say in that column of yours that the whole thing's a mistake.
A mistake? My dear boy, I get my tips only from the best sources.
Only from... Oh, I suppose it was her idea. She wants publicity. So she announces a fake engagement to America's foremost magician.
Houdini's dead, Junior.
Never mind the cracks. Where can I find this Myra Whitney?
Eastern 4161.
Thanks. Right now, I have business with a frustrated prima donna who'll be sorry she ever heard of Peter Piper, the prestidigitator.
Believe me, that's going to be easy.
Ah, you have a fine note of authority in your voice, young man. I thought you did well.
Hmm? Who are you?
Oh, it's Mr. Pennyfeather.
Yeah, well, look, Pop, where's a phone I can use?
This one. I've been saving it for you.
You've been... Okay, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, and be firm with her.
Hmm? Say, look, Pop, what difference does it make to you?
Oh, it's very important.
All right. You just sit quietly, huh?
Mind if I smoke my pipe?
Of course I don't mind if you smoke your pipe. I don't even know you.
I'm Mr. Pennyfeather.
I know you're Mr. Pennyfeather. Oh, now, Pop, please. I am now going to dial the number.
Eastern 4161.
I know it's Eastern 4161.
Hello, this is Myra Whitney.
Oh, it is. The Myra Whitney that I read all about in the gossip column.
Who is this?
Oh, you should know me. We're going to be married, remember? This is Peter.
Peter?
Yes, darling. Peter Piper, the celebrated prestidigitator you love.
Oh, you. What do you mean by telling Snoop Harris that you and I are engaged to be married?
What do I mean? Just a minute. Don't you shuffle your cheap publicity schemes off onto me.
Why, you. Maybe you know a lot of tricks, Mr. Magician, but I'll thank you to leave me out of them.
So I cooked up that story.
Well, I'm glad to hear you admit it.
I'm not admitting it. I had nothing to do with it.
Your friend Snoop Harris practically confessed to me that you gave him that story.
Oh, no, you don't. It happens I talked with him about this, too. If you just tend to your bit part...
Bit part? Why, you fugitive from a medicine show, I...
It may interest you to know that I did 16 weeks at the Chesterton Hotel.
As a busboy?
Very funny.
As to my bit part, I don't suppose you would recognize the leading lady in the hit Betty Bustle if you met her, would you?
No, would you?
Oh. I've had just about enough of your amusing patter.
Great. Now maybe you'll get lost.
Gladly. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, one more thing. The next time you put on that corny hocus-pocus routine of yours, saw yourself in half.
Hey, Pete, what's the matter with you? You look like you're about to eat somebody for breakfast.
Yeah, well, don't you worry about it. You're too bony.
Where you been?
Not to breakfast.
Of course not. That takes money.
The money, Swifty, is your department. Or have you retired as my manager?
Who's retired? We're just in one of those dull periods between slumps.
Yeah. Why shouldn't we be? When you aren't sleeping, you're fiddling with crossword puzzles.
Give me time. I'll get you another job like nothing.
I got one now like nothing. In fact, it is nothing. What do you mean, another job? Can you remember the last one?
Sure. The Chesterton Hotel. You wowed them there.
Yeah, Chesterton Hotel in Wooden Leg, Montana. Wooden Leg.
I thought the man said Winnipeg.
And the Chesterton, scene of my most recent job, burned down 2 years ago.
All right, I know, so it burned down.
And after all I told you about smoking in bed.
Pete.
Yeah?
What's a three-letter word meaning drip?
You.
Oh.
Look, do you mind putting away that newspaper long enough to figure out how we're going to latch onto some food?
You'll figure it out. You're the magician. And I'm getting tired of rabbit.
Relax. We ate the last one.
You're in a great mood. What happened to you this morning? Where'd you go?
You'd know what goes on around here if you didn't stay in bed all day.
What else can I do? You're wearing the suit.
Take a look. In this newspaper of yours, besides the crossword puzzle, it also happens to have a column in it by Snoop Harris.
I know. I just ain't got around to it yet.
Well, get around to it. Here, read it.
Peter Piper, the prestidigitator, and Myra Whitney, the actress. Hey, Pete, this is terrific.
Yes, isn't it?
Hey, Wizard, we ain't had a publicity break like this for 2 years.
Are you out of your mind? I don't even know her. And here I'm supposed to be engaged to her.
So you don't know her. Who cares? It's great.
Is it great to have everybody think you're going to be married when you're not? What'll I do to my love life?
What love life?
Well, my career, then.
What career?
Never mind. Anyway, you can forget the whole thing. I settled it myself while you were in the arms of Morpheus.
I've been here alone all morning.
Entirely without your help, I told Snoop Harris that he'd either brand that story as a phony or I'd take him apart with a screwdriver.
You what?
Yeah, and furthermore, I called the Whitney dame, everything.
Oh, no.
You can be sure that from now on, that weary walk-on will leave me out of her publicity scheme.
Pete, leave me have a talk with you. I don't know who this babe is, but you got your name in the paper, didn't you?
Yeah, I certainly did.
And she's an actress, ain't she?
So she says. She's beating her gums about a lead in some hit called Betty Bustle.
Yeah, Betty Bustle.
Is that good?
I never heard of it. But anyway, a hit's a hit, ain't it?
Isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't it?
That's what I said, ain't it?
Let's skip it, shall we?
Pete, I sometimes wonder what you'd do without a manager.
Eat, probably.
You know, Wizard, there's only one thing for you to do.
Yeah, this'll be good.
Unless you pull something out of the bag in a hurry, this Harris guy will kill the only good plug you had since we hit this town. And the way he'll do it, he'll look like a chump. We'll get the rip from every agent in town.
You mean I don't want him to take back that story?
Naturally not, you dope. You not only get a mention out of it, you get prestige.
Prestige?
That too. You're going to marry an actress.
I am not.
So you're not. As long as the trade thinks you're going to marry you, they're right about you, and that means business.
All right, all right. What do you expect me to do?
All you got to do is play along with a newspaper story, see? Be out with Myra Whitney where Snoop Harris can see you, see?
Oh, great, yeah. Now you can go back to sleep.
I mean it, Pete. It's your only out.
Mm-hmm. If that dame and I ever meet, we'll start slugging.
Pete, you're not showing the right attitude. This is serious.
You're darn right it is. You think I can fry some female over the telephone till her hair curls and then call her back and ask her for a date? Don't be silly.
I got it.
Here we go again.
Uh-huh. This Harris guy's always talking about having lunch at Cindy's on Broadway, huh? Well, it's just a few minutes after 11. You still got time. Phone Myra Whitney, pick her up, and get over there.
Swifty, you're getting balmier every day.
Then all you got to do is spot Harris, stop by his table and say, hello, and sit where he can see you. Maybe you and the Whitney dame can hold hands or something.
Oh, it's a crazy idea. Anyway, I couldn't buy a lunch for a midget. You think she'd like to go to the library?
Relax, chum. Here.
$5?
Uh-huh.
Where'd you get that?
It's all I got.
That's not what I asked you.
All right. Where do I ever get money?
We'll be in a fine fix if your mother ever quits playing the horses.
Well, I'm putting it all on you, Pete. All you have to do is go down to the corner and make your phone call.
All right. All right. I'll try it. But if this works, I'm really a magician.
Atta boy. Hey, smile, pal. Use that old personality. You'll put it over.
Yeah, you bet.
Just remember, Pete, I got $5 on your nose. Don't blow it.
The curtain falls on Act One of Mr. Pennyfeather and the Strangers. Act Two follows in just a moment. What makes hair look young?
It's color and green.
So don't let a color dim out dull your hair and make your hair look older. Change now to Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo. Right before your very eyes, see Rave's rich, creamy lather uncover gorgeous new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Even in hardest water, Rave cream shampoo bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, yes, and removes all loose dandruff. No conditioner needed. Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry. So try Rave yourself. See Rave uncover breathtaking new natural color in your hair, and you'll rave and rave and rave. Get Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo. Handy tube, 60 cents. Family size, $1. At all drug department and 10 cent stores. Get Rave today. As our second act opens, a very confused Myra is being given some advice by her practical roommate, Annie. In fact, Annie is holding a council of war.
Myra, that was plain stupid, telling off that colonist and killing the only publicity break you've had.
But Annie, what he said wasn't true.
So it wasn't true. And then getting that magician sore at you. A big shot at that. 16 weeks at the Chesterton, he told you.
Where's the Chesterton?
Oh, what I know. We never get past the bus depots. Don't let this get around, but some people sleep in beds.
Well, we've got a bed now, and a room, too, haven't we?
Sure, till I ask for this week's rent. And the idea of telling him you played the lead in Betty Buff.
Why, I did.
Does he know it was in high school?
Annie, I'm not going to be engaged to anybody I don't even know.
So, all right. Do you have to knock yourself right out of the newspapers? What do you expect to get without press notices?
Oh, all right. What can I do about it now?
You can find out how to get a hold of that magician and tell him you're sorry.
But I'm not sorry. And I know how to get a hold of him. By the throat. Wait. I've got it.
Now what? If you could only be seen with that Peter Piper someplace where Snoop Harris goes, like Cindy's. You could tell Harris you were only kidding this morning.
Oh, sure, he'd love that. He has a riotous sense of humor.
But there isn't time. You'd have to do it today.
Any more ideas?
I'm fresh out. If there was only a nice, plump little guardian angel who watched over us and made miracles happen.
Miss Whitney?
Yes?
This is the new landlord.
Oh, Stalin, Myra.
I'll give him a quick shuffle.
Oh, there you are, Miss Whitney. Good morning.
But you?
Yes, Mr. Pennyfeather.
Say, you get around, don't you?
Oh, I have to.
The last time I saw you, weren't you sweeping up the newspaper office?
Well, that was just while you and Mr. Piper were there.
Well, I don't get it.
Neither do I. Who is this, Myra?
Mr. Pennyfeather.
Well, there's your answer.
Now I'm informed.
I just came to tell you there's a telephone call for you, Miss Whitney.
For me?
It's Mr. Piper.
Well, why didn't you say so? Myra, this is your chance.
Oh, Annie, what'll I say to him?
Oh, there you go again. Make up to him. Come on, I'll go with you. Gee, thanks, Pop. I mean Angel.
Hello?
Now, just be calm. Just relax. I can explain everything.
Huh?
This is Miss Whitney, is it?
Yes, this is Miss Whitney.
Not Miss Whitney, Myra.
This is Myra. Oh, Annie, I don't know him that well.
Myra? Oh, yes, yes, Myra. Yes, well, this is Mr. Piper. I mean, Peter, I guess.
Well, how nice of you to call.
Huh? It was. What number is this again?
Eastern 4161, and this is Myra Whitney.
Well, how come you are... how are you?
Oh, fine.
You are? Well, I'm good. I'm fine, too.
Well, that's fine.
What kind of talk is that? Be quiet, Annie. I can't start it.
I'm sorry I was rude, Myra.
Oh, no. I was the rude one.
Hold the receiver so I can hear, will you?
Well, can you hear now? Myra, who is that?
That's the operator, I guess.
Oh.
Be quiet, Annie.
Okay.
Well, I was wondering if,
Yes?
Myra, would you like to have lunch with me today at Cindy's?
At Cindy's? Yippee! Why, well, that's terribly nice of you, Peter.
What are you waiting for? Tell him yes.
Excuse me a minute. Annie, what can I wear to Cindy?
Oh, that's very good. Let me think. No coaching, please.
Oh, I haven't a thing.
Oh, wait, I see a light. Myra, you're going to wear the leading lady's outfit from the Marlowe Theater.
Oh, stop talking nonsense.
I mean it, but you'll have to get it back in time for the matinee.
Well, what are you talking about?
I know the stage manager, honey, very well. Herman Backdrop.
Hello? Are you still there, Myra?
Yes, I'm here. Well, I'd love to go, Peter, and I'll meet you at Cindy's.
Okay. 12:15, huh?
All right. I'll be there. Goodbye, Peter.
Oh, goodbye.
Myra, you're terrific. Now to fix you up and get that outfit. You'll get publicity, and that means booking,
well,
sister.
Well, don't pull me. I'm coming.
My. These are very interesting developments, aren't they, Miss Whitney?
Huh? Oh, you again. Say, who are you anyway? Oh, don't tell me. I know.
Mr.
Pennyfeather. This is a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's sit over by the window, shall we?
No, wait, I'm looking for someone. Oh, there he is. Look, you see anybody you know over there?
Where? Oh, Snoop Harris.
Yeah, let's just stop by and say hello before we sit down, shall we, Myra? Come on.
Well, all right, if you say so.
And give him a big smile, huh? We don't want him sore at us anymore.
Okay.
Well, Snoop Harris. Hi.
Hi.
Well, fancy meeting you here, isn't it?
As if you didn't know I was here all the time.
Oh, this is Miss Whitney.
I know it's Miss Whitney.
How do you do, Mr. Harris?
Not very well. Sit down, you two. I want to talk to you.
Oh, sure. Sit down, Myra.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Never mind the act. Just tell me what you're up to. This morning you started chewing me for linking your names together, and now you deny you ever saw each other.
Oh, I can explain.
And you demand a retraction of my story. Now look at you a couple of hours later. fraternizing.
Well, this morning we were only kidding. Weren't we, Myra?
Yes, only kidding.
No, only kidding, huh? Well, now look, you two phonies, you picked the wrong guy to kid with.
What do you mean, Mr. Harris?
I mean this. You've gone a little too far with me in your hammy pitch for publicity. I'll give you some publicity. Just read it tomorrow, kids. Just read it.
Now see what you've done, you great magician, you.
Myra.
This whole thing is your fault. Why didn't you let me alone?
Myra, listen.
You and your wonderful ideas. You thought it would be so smart to announce your engagement to the first name that came to you. Well, you can take your publicity and your tricks and jump in the lake and pull that colicky columnist in after you. Goodbye.
Myra, wait a minute. Oh.
Too late, Junior. She's gone.
Yes, I've got to go after her, Harris, but look, don't write anything to hurt her tomorrow, will you? It's my fault I got her to come here to lunch with me. We really didn't know each other this morning, honestly.
I know it.
You know it?
Sure.
You bumped into each other when she flounced out of my office, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me this then, will you? Just where did you get that nutty story that Myra and I were going to be married?
From Mr. Pennyfeller.
From
it? I don't get it either, chum, but he's never been wrong before.
This gets more confusing by the minute. And do you mind telling me what you're going to say about us in your column tomorrow?
Nothing. I'm going to leave things just as they are. As far as I'm concerned, you're engaged, just like I said. I was only giving you two a scare a few minutes ago.
But we're not going to be married.
Well, congratulations, neither am I.
Well, then why are you saying we are?
Because Mr. Pennyfeather says so.
Because Mr. Oh, never mind. I've got to find Myra. Hey, cab. Taxi. Just go up the street. I'm looking for someone. Go ahead. I'll tell you where to go. Now, turn this next corner at the left. Oh, wait a minute. There she is. Now, look, driver. That young woman there. Drive up to her slowly. I think she may be looking for a cab. I'll stay out of sight, and if she hails, you let her in. It's okay. We're together. Yeah, right here now. Stop.
Oh, taxi. Go down 8th to 27th, please.
Hello.
Peter, what are you doing in this cab? Let me out
of
here.
No, wait now, Myra.
Driver, this man is kidnapping
me. I am not. Myra, please, it's all a misunderstanding. Listen to me.
I'm through with your tricks. Save them for your act after this. Now, if you'll please, let me out.
But, Myra, listen, I know now it wasn't you who started all this by giving that story about us to Snoop Harris.
Well, you ought to. Whatever made you pick my name in the first place?
But I didn't.
Oh, of course not.
No, now, really, I didn't. I had no more to do with it than you did. Snoop Harris told me whose idea it was.
It wasn't you, Peter?
No, Myra, I wouldn't do that. Least of all to you.
But you didn't even know me then. I was just a name.
Yeah, but I know you now. Well enough to know you wouldn't have done a thing like that for publicity either.
Peter, you said Snoop Harris told you who started all this. Now, who was it?
Who was it? You'll be surprised. It was Mr. Pennyfeather.
Mr. Pennyfeather?
That's right, my dear.
You?
Oh, no. Now you're a cab driver.
Oh, not really, but it does get me around. How else could I hear you two talking?
Well, now, look here, Pop, or Mr. Pennyfeather, or whoever you are. You're not getting away this time. I have something to settle with you.
I think both of you have done very well. I'm pleased.
Oh, you're pleased? Well, I'd like to be pleased, too. So maybe you'll tell me what your idea is in following us around and listening in all the time.
Oh, I had to.
You had to? Why? Are you a detective, a reporter, or just a busybody?
Oh, heavens, no. None of those.
Well, then, what is your story?
Why? I'm an angel.
Oh, I see. An angel.
A what?
He's an angel.
Oh, come on now, Pop. Tell us the truth, will you?
Oh, but I am an angel. I have an extra dollar or two, so I back Broadway shows.
Oh, that kind of angel.
Yes, I'm told my mind takes much too devilish a turn to be any other kind.
But, Mr. Pennyfeather, how did you happen to involve us this time?
Well, I'll tell you, my dear. The play I'm interested in, Presto and Priscilla, is about a magician and an actress. No offense intended, you understand, but both are unemployed. And the two are linked romantically in the newspapers, but they've never seen each other.
Well, that's just like Myra and me.
Precisely, Mr. Piper. Now, how would two such people react if that happened in real life, I asked myself. In other words, is the play credible? Well, there was only one sure way to find out.
So you made us guinea pigs.
Well, yes, you might say so.
She did say so.
And now I am satisfied the play bears quite a resemblance to real life. You two have proved that to me, so I'm going to back it.
Well, that's very nice, and I hope you have fun. Now, maybe you'd like to take us home, huh? Or is that too much trouble?
Oh, so soon? I hadn't finished yet.
Hadn't finished?
Oh, dear, no. You see, I intend to produce this play myself, and, I'd like you two for the lead.
Pop!
Do you mean it?
Of course.
Oh, Mr. Pennyfeather, you are an angel.
Of course, in the play, the magician and the actress are married at the end of the story. The credibility of that part of the play you haven't proved yet, but I suppose I can't insist on perfection.
I'm afraid we've been a little disappointing to him, Peter.
Yes, yes, I was just thinking the same thing. And somehow, Myra, it doesn't seem quite right to let down an angel. Oh, Mr. Pennyfeather.
Yes?
I wonder if you'd mind just driving and driving and driving and driving? My, fiancé and I have a lot of talking to do.
Oh, Peter.
Oh, I don't mind at all. I'd be delighted. And it'll be good rehearsal for you. You see, this is exactly the way Presto proposes to Priscilla in the play.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. And next week, we'll be back with another unusual comedy. Do you know yourself? Your real self, that is? Well, don't be too sure. Because in next week's story, I play the part of Lou Davies, a young psychiatrist, who tries to find out how other people's minds work, but discovers that when it comes to romance, he doesn't know too much about his own. I know you won't want to miss Inside Story. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Tonight's original play, Mr. Pennyfeather and the Strangers, was written by Gene Clark and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Peter, and Beryl Vaughn was Myra. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio, with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Inside Story. Maybe it is a man's place to pop the question, but girls, if he's shy, help him along by keeping every moment fragrant. Yes, romantically fragrant. With gay, youthful Yankee Clover by Richard Hudnut. Make Yankee Clover as much you as the caress you give him. After your bath, smooth on Yankee Clover toilet water, top to toe, for lovely all-over freshness. Then add enchantment to charm with a few drops of Yankee Clover perfume. Here, there, wherever its magic counts most. This is the gay way, the Yankee Clover way, to thrill a man when he's with you, to keep him longing for you when you're apart. Yankee Clover, the same romantic fragrance you'd get at the Richard Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix in Paris, comes in cologne and dusting powder as well as toilet water and perfume. Ask in any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover by famous Richard Hudnut.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.